Just point out a few points here in the rush. I mean, we spent a little bit of time on this Kiddush Beis HaKnesses issue, which Ramaisa is. I don't want to get too stuck on it because, you know, unless you're dealing with your rav in a shul, which is paskin the shaila how to deal with the Friday night Kiddush. And if you're meeting a shul not to do it, so you're not negeya. The shuls do it; they do it. You know, right? There's no little kid there. What do we do? That's the only thing which you need to know the mice on that. But the kuda which you're trying to take out over here is so Rosh says that this halacha of the bracha of the yayin before the suda works the yayin techa suda. That's the kuda which takes the Rosh goes to that also. Which again, so that's the lashon rishonim that shinim makom choshev as hesachadas, which we learn that doesn't mean it's din of hesachadas. It means that it's the same halachic concept, the same way hesachadas is a siluk from the suda. And mele it's mechayev a new bracha when you start again. It's a new eating session or a new drinking session. Shinimokim accomplishes the same thing. So Shinimokim is not a din of Hesachadas, it's a different din, but it's Kain. It has the same impact as Hesachadas. So it's a word of Gemara that it's only because of Shinimokim, but otherwise the Yayin, the Rebbe government before the meal, will work for the Yayin Teich HaSuda. So, like Tosis says. So, what's the Kiddush? Betzim, the Shtiyah before the Suda is not Shayat to the Suda. It's two different things. So, I could have argued that the Shtiyah Teich HaSuda needs its own bracha, and Shtiyah Lifnei HaSuda needs its own bracha. Each one needs its own bracha. It's two different sessions of Shtiyah, one not Shayat to the other, so it needs two separate brachas. And don't tell me because Kiddush is Shayat to the Suda, because going to Rav, but Rav holds Kiddush, you don't need Kiddush to welcome the Suda. So Kiddush is better than not Shayat to the Suda. And therefore, B'huad din Nami, Mehibdol al-Kois, B'makam Masuda, Bein Shehibdol al-Kadim, Shinot to Yodah, Bein Shehibdol al-Achah, Shinot to Yodah, Bein Tzach al-Baruch al-Yayin, Shemesach al-Mohazim. Right? So the reason why he's pointing that out, because that was, right, because there is the Shifus Rishayim, which is talking about Amun al-Acho, that by Havdolah, the bracha, but Havdolah is not shayat to the suda. You can't have a suda without Havdolah, but Havdolah is not shayat to the suda. So l'chara the Havdolah, the bracha of the Havdolah is not shayat to the suda. You should need to have a bracha on the yayin shayat suda, independent of the bracha of the yayin from the Havdolah. Maybe we could argue that maybe that's only true if you're a netel yada first. So the mechaber and kufay and dalad and dalad brings that the yayin coming in these shasayin that they also encircle the work of yayin shemsech amosin. The yayin shemsech amosin is part, which is our rush. V'chein yayin shal kiddush, part of yayin shemsech amosin. Right? What's the maramokim? Maramokim, he says, it's the rush. V'chein amadol shal chodim, part of yayin shemsech amosin. V'yei shoymrin. Dein birchaz yayin, yayin abdolam, part of yayin kain, not a yodav, kairim abdolam. They disagree. He said, no, that the Yayin Abdullah, Yayin Shakirish makes sense because Betzim is Shayat to the meal because we hold Yikirish Rakam Suda. So he's saying, it's been a Rav that he holds you don't Yikirish Rakam Suda, Lachar, Abdullah should be the same thing, which that's the right choices and the Rosh bring. But this Yisharim says, no, Betzim, Lachar, the Mavdil is no Shaykhis. Betzim not Shayat to the meal, Bachlau. So what can you do if you're Neitel Yadav, so the Tilsi Daim gets a din of Haskalas Asuda, so it's Kilo, you made the bracha on the Yayin of the Havdolah, Teich Asuda. How can you say bracha on Yayin of Havdolah between the Tilsi Daim and Hamoitzi? Well, two reasons. First of all, since you can't eat, once you can't eat until you say Havdolah, so once you, now the Havdolah will be the Teich Asuda. It's not a hefsek. First of all, second of all, the Mechaber passes Mikra Din, there's no Din Hefsek between the Sadaim and Hamoiz. You're allowed to talk, that's Mikra Din. That's only, you shouldn't be Mishayat Das, but since you're doing the Habdal of the Tzarech Asu, that's clearly not, it's not a Hesek Adas. So, right? So, so if a person, I'm not sure why exactly somebody would do that, right? Unless he's doing it or the boy the Shiloh. Now, the. No, I'm saying this Yeshiva Sharon was not worried about the rush. This Yeshiva Sharon, the ancient Birchian Madol of Elim Kainim Notayotov, is not worried about the rush. They disagreed with the rush. So you can make up Dola. He's not saying, listen, maybe in the rush is right, Sarah Machmer. He's saying, you're wrong. It's like Toshakal, unless you're Notayotov. So why are we Notayotov first? I don't know. So when Ram comes along and says over there, it's Lav Dafka Notayotov. A person sets up a gantz meal, and his mom is ready to eat, and then he says, "Oh my gosh, Havdalah!" And he makes Havdalah then it's considered part of the Suda also, even without not to Yadav. It wouldn't be dafka not to Yadav. But the Maisa that Mishabur brings, and that's the Magen Rambam over there in Kufayin Dalet. But the Mishabur brings that not everybody agrees to that Magen Rambam. Some learn that not to Yadav means dafka not to Yadav. So the Rosh is warning Lachara. The argument works before that Kiddush. We don't. It does work. It's only because Shinim Malka. So, and don't tell me because Kiddush is different because it's Kiddush Rakam Suda because we're going in Rav. Rav holds only Kiddush Rakam Suda. So, according to the Rav, Kiddush Abdullah is the same thing. Where if you'd be doing the Kiddush at home, the yayin, the bracha of the yayin of the Kiddush works the yayin of the Suda. According to the Rav, you make Kiddush at Suda. And you go to Kiddush. So, you're going home, it's not your meal, and you're drinking wine in the meal. The Rav, no, you need a bracha on the yayin. Why? Because it's Shina Malka. But other word not for that, the brach of yain and the kiddush and the shul would work for the yain and the suda. No shaykh to the suda. Basically, the bracha works. So, okay. So now I'm not in, no shiurim welcome. I'm at home and I make kiddush bracha on the yain of the kiddush. It works to the suda. That's why this is right. And don't tell me the reason why it works is because the kiddush is shaykh to the suda because the Rav is not shaykh to the suda. Elamai, you see, making a bracha to yain before the suda works for the suda as long as that works. So who then? Lididan by Havdalah that it'll work. So right. So they're bavorning this shita because they're bavorning there's a shita Rishonim says that you need by Havdalah, it's Bechlal not shaykh to the Suda. So the only way you can make but it's shaykh to make a shaykh to the Suda by being maskil the Suda first. Then you're making Havdalah Tachas Suda. So that takan a maskin. That'll work for the meal. So what's called Haskalah Suda? The Tzidayim is called Haskalah Suda. So Meila, I'm Teich Suda. Now I'm making Bracha Yain. So that works, right? So who did not mean Hivdal Lekayis B'Balkam Suda? Hivdal Kaidim Shenot the Yodav. Ain't Hivdal Achash Shenot the Yodav. Ain't Teich Lebarach La Yain Shemuzach Hamazon. The Haras Yerli the Yishkin Shenokam Malkam Shalom Malkam Suda. You can't Ain't Chilik Ben Kiddush Labdala. Right. So that's the Varayim Hadarim and prepare Ketz Mavarka. He brings the Raya, which Tosis brings that the bracha from one eating session can work for another eating session. So bracha from before the meal can work to the eating session at the end of the meal. So Talmud Chacham work for the eating session during the meal. That's his Raya. Okay. Then the one thing which he fears us at the end, just as an important nakuda towards the end of the siman. So the Gemara says in brachas and beis and beis that stafka by kviyas when you're kveil suda on yayin like Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Chara says it didn't daven Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says it's lav dafka didn't Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Yom Tov says that who did the bechol namim hoyu lefon of yayin died to lishu b'sechem mosin. It works. So the bracha of the yayin before the meal works for the meal because it's died to lishus. Why this lenaka shavos Yom Tov? El the oz who regilas the quest to dosal yayin teira and he brings a raya. Okay, kosev a raya, but dafka makom shein a yayin motzulah. Welcome to Yain Motzil, Kigan Bemakabas Alalu, and Everish Bain Sabosis, Limeachel. That Ravid is the Makor for the din which he spoke about last month, that a person is ruggled to do something, even if he didn't have Das, but he's ruggled to do something Tarech HaSuda, the brach that you make is kind of all the things that you're ruggled to do. He's saying that the Rosh is saying like this, that's and the reason why the bracha works from Yain Lifnei Amozen for Yain Tarech HaMozen is only because you had Das. Because that's not part of the meal right now. So why is the bracha this? I'm having a session of X right now. I'm having a new session later on, so she didn't do a bracha. Tarech says, well, because you had Das. That's the more saying Shabbos and Yom Tov, since it's ruggled to drink, it's like you had Das. If you would have a fair Das, it'll work. Yom Tov, if you have Das not, it doesn't work. It's not a thing that chops up. It's a thing that regulus. It's not the Russia. Nowadays, where people are ruggled to have yain sefer mozen, so if you drink make a bracha yain lifnei mozen, the bracha it works. So this rive is the makor for the din which they bring that if a person is ruggled to eat something during the meal, even when you have das or feferish, when you make the bracha beforehand, it's nichla. That whole discussion which we had last month about that sort of if I'm ruggled to eat certain things sefer suda. Even though I didn't have a fairish das to them, and I make the shahakal on X, it works for Y. You know, we spoke about the case, you know, the going in the car, and all those cases, right? The Korfin and Regilis is this rivet that the Rosh is talking about. This is the source. So just be aware, you don't know where it is. It's the Rosh over here.
Is this an individual thing? Like every person has to decide what's ruggled for him. Like one person is ruggled to drink wine during the suda, while one did another person is not ruggled to have wine during the suda.
That's how Mr. Word understands it, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's an important piece of Rosh. Simon Hay. So we'll go a little bit slower in Simon Hay because that's Shmuel Amar, I've had a kiddush number yotz. Rav Lomel Kedushim Bebeise, Kedil Hitzim Bona Bnei Beise, Val Bisha Kvar Yotza, Yochel Hitzim, Kedil Mar Rosh Hashanah, Kala Brach Haskulin, Ava Bisha Yotza, is Moitzi. So that works on the Narvis. Avav Gad Omer Hosem, Chutz Birchas Ayayin. So Mishnah says you can't do Birchas Ayayin, it can't be Moitzi them in the Bracha of Birchas and Ahenin. And here I'm Moitzi them in the Birchas and Ahenin. Kiven the high Bepri Gavon, the Chayvis HaKiddush, Kekiddush Dami, Yochel Hitzim, Ava Bisha Kvar Yotza, even though he's karyotzi, he can be much of them in the Brei Pia Gavan as well. So that's how the Rosh says it. The Rosh says it since the Brei Pia Gavan is the Chayvus HaKiddush. So I'm not saying it als Birchas Ahen. I'm saying it als Chayvus HaKiddush. So he gets the same din as Kiddush, and therefore I can be much of them even though I am not being the Hen. That's why the Ramah comes along and says that's true even by Kiddush Shel Shachris, where all there is the Brei Pia Gavan. But since I'm doing the Chavis HaKiddush, so I can be to somebody else even though I'm not drinking.
The same thing can apply, like I asked before, the same thing can apply if I'm thinking about making it on bread?
Yeah. You're making Kiddush on bread?
Yeah.
Same thing with making Kiddush on bread, right.
Okay.
But if you're, but that the Shura points out over there, but the Hamoitzi that you're making for the meal doesn't work for. I have to be eating bread for the meal. But if I make Kiddush on bread, it would work.
Right. If you make Kiddush, and then 10 minutes later,
you can make the kiddush again, but you can't say hagafen again. No.
So what would you do?
Have somebody else say it, or they can say the brei pia gavan. Okay. Shmuel lama the kedusha be kenishta. Loitzich archem kenei chayvos and achle b'shasha be kenishta. Shmuel demer Shmuel in kiddush don't walk him suda. They save across the Shabbos oinig. But Malcolm Oynig Shom to Hatria. Now you notice he says the exact opposite of the Rashbam, right? Rashbam's lesson is right. Rosh Hashanah Oynig, but Malcolm Shabbat Kare the Shabbos Kriya the Kiddush Shom to Oynig. And that's Tosafot lesson also. The Rosh lesson is. Cross Shabbos Oynig, but Malcolm Oynig Shom Te Kriya, not Malcolm Kriya Shom Te Oynig. Malcolm Kriya, he flips it around. Okay. I will say there's an afkamina, but right now I'm just saying that he said. Right now I'm just pointing out that he said something different. Okay. Okay, so skip to the bottom, the bottom, all the way at the bottom of the sim, end of the simon. The hash the park sharp the small lomely kedusha recognition remains. If it wasn't tonight, that doesn't work. So when we hash the habi rachel batala, remains shom arkim. So nowadays, the curve, there's no arkim, it's brachel batala, which is the sheet of the many of the rush and the balatosis, etc. They really, you should not say it nowadays. Kiddush and basic kness. For Rav Yehuda Pirush, there ain't a brachel batala. The whole the meaning in kiddush al makom suda hanu mi rabbana. Masmuchu rabbana akroy mikros lo shabbos zayin. Mikra kiddush mina tara who because he was a chayla yaya. Mekanisa, hell, Rav, keep in shayesh many adam sheinim yoidim lekadosh, nagul lekadosh. Basic knesses, kadesh shayetsu yidei kiddush minatar. So many adam says, I have no idea, even though there's no erchim, but still kadai mekiddush in shul, because at least this way the people who do not know how to say kiddush themselves at least will be yoidse kiddush deraisa. I kiddush welcome sura shmuel's din. That's the derabanan. It's not ma'akim deraisa. So the kiddush is a valid kiddush deraisa. They were yotzer to kiddush deraisa, and it's kedai to make kiddush and besek knesses. It's not a brachal batala. You mean what to people in the chi of kiddush deraisa? That's a holy thing. That's a wonderful thing. Wait. V'hod the kamer in kiddush al makom sura loy ma. It's like the rush name. V'hod the kamer in kiddush al makom sura loy mashav ki pirushay. The mashav she'en a kiddush klal. So it's like the rush. No, in kiddush al makom sura means ain't kiddush al makom sura. It's nishken kiddush. So that's what you're saying, it's the Raisa, the Rabbanan, it's Mashav, it's Bechlal Nishke Kiddush. V'chein Hodam Rabba, V'kiddush HaDehacha Lo Nav Kisu. V'oid Kasha, my Kamer L'Shua, Lama Li Kiddush HaVekiddishna, Neba L'Hoit Tzim Yishenu Yidei L'Kaddish. You're a Gevaldig idea, Rabbeinu Yarn, so what's the Morse Kasha? For those people who don't know how to do it themselves, I don't get it. Okay. So the Rosh, so the Rebbe Yonah said that Kiddush Malkum Suda is a Dindra Abana. Minaraisa Yotze Kiddush, even without Malkum Suda. So we're making Kiddush, makes it a Knesset, they might say the Chiyah Deraisa for these people who can't do it themselves. The Rosh is Nain, Smash, Lashon, Ain Kiddush, Elmok Suda is Mash, and this is a, so Kregor learns up in the Rosh, the Rosh holds Kiddush Malkum Suda is Kregor, the meaning of Reish Ayin Aleph, right, says that the Rosh holds Kiddush Malkum Suda is a Dindra Reis. Now, let's go back a step. Is Kiddush Alayayin in the Reis? So the more makes it Roshim, the more in Kuvav, the more the notes in the first parak, the more in Sukkah, the more says Zachriyam Shabbat Zakach, Zachriyam Alayayin. Zachriyam Alayayin. So that's the more in Kuvav. So Tosha says over here in Kuvav Amar Aleph, he says that you should know that this near the kiddush aliyayin asmachtehi. So Tosfos says that's a din rabbanan. It's asmachta. So in the middle of that Tosfos is a kiddush aliyayin. That's only an asmachta. So kiddush aliyayin is only an asmachta. Tosfos says. Now there's grada aran, not like that. Kvager brings the Ran in Shabbos. The more discusses that when you have a conflict in Ner Chanukah and Kiddush, so do you spend the money on the Ner Chanukah or the Yayin for Kiddush? So the more says that if you're assuming these are if you should spend the money on the Ner Chanukah. So the Ran says, I mean, how can you be the Dinder Rice of Kiddush al Yayin to be do Dinder Rabbanah, presuming these are Chanukah? He says, no, because you can make Kiddush on Rifta. He didn't say because it's only Rabban, like Tosfos says. Tosfos says the same thing. It's all about the Baal. The Ran says because you can say Kiddush al Rifta, you can say Kiddush on bread. So Kiregor says, Shtetach in the Ran, that the Ran holds it, that's a Dinder Reisa. Kiddush al Yan is a Dinder Reisa. The Mora says, Zachel Yan, it's not a smach, it's a Drosha and Gomorrah. The Pasha of the Mora knows there's Mash, it's a Dinder Reisa. Because the Mora handles the Shalah, how can Nozer make his Naziris and not be Makayim the Din of Zachel Yan? So that's the worst kasha in those. Daftel, right? So Taisus comes along and says, no, it's only a smachta. He has a kasha to learn the Gemara. But the pasha of the Gemara is mashed. It's in the rice. So the round of the Gemara is in the rice. Kishra Gan is in the rice. But Taisus says, no, it's in the Rabbanan. The rush. One second. When he brings this, the rush on that Gemara to Tezvav, brings the Gemara, never speaks out as a Rabbana. Doesn't say it's not a Rabbana. He doesn't say one or the other. But the Pasha of the Gemara is saying it's Rosh Gemara. Tarsus says, no, it's an Asmachta Ba'alma. And the rush just quotes the Gemara as is, and it doesn't say anything. And even though his derech is to quote Balei Tosis, and the Chur, he should have pointed out to the Rabbanon. He doesn't say that. He just says it, right? Okay. Okay. So Rosh comes along and says that Kiddush Al Yayin will serve as the rice, like the round. Rosh and Rosh like that. Okay, so you're not being yotze with your Shemone Esrei. That assumption that you're yotze with Shemone Esrei is going in the Rishit of Rishon, that Kiddush Al Yayin is the Rabbanon. She became the rice of Kiddush. I can be yotze with davening. That's the Magen Ram Shita. Right? You know what I'm saying? According to Rishonim, it's like that, you're yotze with davening. So that's not a kash on the Rosh, because the Rosh, I don't know, I'm not convinced the Rosh holds you that you don't need yayin the rice. Okay. Even that Shita, anyway, there's more to talk about. Comes Rosh and says, not only is the Kiddush Aliyah the Raisa, Kiddush Malkum Suda is the Raisa. That's how Craig understands the Rosh. Now, he only brings the Rosh of Eidig and Kriya. It doesn't say the second Keshman of the Rashbam. The second Keshman of the Rashbam is hard to say it's in the Raisa. Right? That you should be kveya dafka yayin of the suda, because that's more chashuv yayin. So that's in the rice. So that's hard to say that's in the rice, right? But the first lashon, this drasha that we're saying, pashas, it's most is with Divrei Kabbalah, right? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Across the Shabbos, it's a Divrei Kabbalah. Not 100% kasha. Like you have the more. The more says that. That the Kahanim, when they're the place where they put the Avnate, can't be a place which is sweaty. So it has to, when your arm lies in your body, that's sweaty. And the Osnaim is sweaty, so it has to be around the waist. So Morse says that's a Dindarais, and Morse says it's a Dindarais, it's a Pasuk Yecheskel. Says, no, Yecheskel came, Basmachu Akroa. It was a Dindarais, Allah Moshe Sinai. Yecheskel mentioned it. He wasn't being macharish it. He was mentioning that din. Right? So Yeshai is not being macharish it. Yeshai is telling me that din, which is that's part of the din of Kiddush. It has to be Mokum Suno. Yeshai is mentioning that din, which is in the Rai. So that's what would come out according to Kamega Lutz. Some are going to want to say it's not a Rai from the Rosh. Rosh means along the lines of Tosfos and Sukkot Daf Gimel. The Sukkot says that Chazal of a Kayach mit Rabbanon Timavkiya Kiyum in the Rai. So if a person makes this, there it is handling. Moore says that if you didn't have shulchan, it's teicha sukkah. Lekiyam the mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. It's not a dinderaisa. So what do you mean lekiyam the mitzvah sukkah miyamecha? You know, we're kaim mitzvah sukkah. Yeah, chazar mafkia. Let's be shami. Chazar mafkia. The kiyam sukkah, unless you do it a certain way. Chazal can do that. So maybe that's what the Rosh means also. The tzedek from Sura. Chazar mafkia the dinderaisa. But the pasuk reading of the Rosh does not sound like that. It sounds like a kivager. The din d'oraisa. So now, makom kriya sham te'oinig. According to Rashbam's second lashon, that's a din in yayin chashuv. Clearly, it's a din in yayin. So if my yayin is the rabbanon, it's hard to say my kiddush makom suda is the rice. Right? If the whole din of yayin is the rabbanon, so I can't make the Kiddush Makom Suda D'oraisa. It's a Din in Yayin. In the Rashbam's first Lashon, Let's say I hold Kiddush is I hold Yain is Derabanan. Does that mean Kiddush so it can be has to be Derabanan also? Who says it's only Yain? Mina Raisa, there's a din to say Kiddush. Where are you supposed to say Kiddush? You're supposed to say together with your meal. And Yain is in the Derabanan. It comes in the Rashbam's first Lashon and the second Lashon. The second Lashon clearly is tying it into the din of Yain. The Rashbam's first Lashon is not tying it into the din of Yain. It's tying it. Your Suda has to have a Kriya. End the conversation. Yain, that's in the Derabanan. So even if Tosfos holds that Yain is the Rabbanan, it doesn't mean he holds Kiddush Makom Suda is the Rabbanan. Tosfos never says one way or the other. But they're not told he's ever said. If you learn it's a din in Yain, which Yain? You're supposed to do the Yain, which is part of the meal, because that's Choshev of wine. That's totally whether your wine is the rice or not. If you tell me it's the first Lashon Shabbat, he didn't mention one word about Yain in the whole conversation. Kriya and Oyin. Kriya is Kiddush, Oyin is the Suda. Yain? I don't know who said you need Yain. So you sit down to the meal and say, blessed is the God who gave us the Holy Sabbath. And maybe that's the rice. And then he eats his meal. Who said you need Yain for that? Beginning Kiddush Makom Suda. Is that the Rosh? So the Rosh is, the fact that Rosh over here says Kiddush Makom Suda is the rice, so doesn't mean he holds Yain as the rice. You can't be Madaik there. I mean, again, the Rosh does not say it's Rabban anywhere. The Pasha, the more is it's a Drosha, it's a Drosha. But the Rosh does not say that. But I don't think you have a rye from the Rosh over here to that din. The Rosh is saying that Kiddush Makom Suda is the rice, doesn't mean that Yain is the rice. Okay. So it comes out an interesting point, which we not get to in Philosh of the Rosh. So now in a case where I don't have Yain. And the person doesn't have pass. So it's like you can't make Kiddush. Yain's not the rice, though. Tosha says. Yeah, but it has to be part of the meal. Who said it has to be part of my meal? Whatever I have, that's the meal. So we'll start donning what the getter of a suda is. So that's Tosha the Chazanish says, for people who can't eat other things, that's their meal. That's called Kiddush Makom Suda for them. They can't drink wine, so they can't have wine. So the person sitting by himself, he says he can't have wine. I mean, I had the shot. The person had a bariatric surgery. He wasn't allowed to have any wine. Not with nothing with sugar, nothing with alcohol. Sort of like wipes out most wines. Right? I don't know any wine which is available which doesn't have sugar or alcohol in it. You know? Right? Khamar Medina, we went through the list of Khamar Medinas. It got pretty shrach also. First of all, it's a shot with Khamar Medina works when the wine is available, but even it does. So it's alcoholic drinks weren't negeya. It's a beverage, it's a kosher. So what's a beverage, it's a kosher? So some person say you can use coffee, you can use tea. Rosh says the criteria is things that you would invite people over to have, you would serve as a social drink as opposed to because you're thirsty. Most people say, let's sit together and have a cup of orange juice together. Like, you know, just not like, you know, let's get together over a cup of orange juice. Doesn't exist, right? We'll get together and have some Coke. But let's get together over coffee. Coffee and tea are served as a social drink. So Rosh says that's called Kiddush, that's called a Khamar Medina. Some learned Khamar Medina means anything that it comes to Ragon. Rebbele Meir Zatzel held that Khamar Medina was whatever people drink. He held that Coca-Cola was Khamar Medina. There's a mice with him and Rebbele Meir that they had a discussion about this. It wasn't available Yain. So Rebbele Meir said, use Coke. And Rebbele Meir said, they can't. They had another mice once. Rebbele Meir held the hat covers, old hat covers, you know, the plastic. It's bought to the hat, it's not a saw. Rebbele Meir held it as a saw the rice. So they were in Manhattan for a meeting. Rebbele Meir held it, and the hat was just around the rice. So Rebbele Meir put on his hat covers, not to walk outside. Rebbele Meir made him a chaw, you have a skila. And Rebbele Meir said, hold his mutter, and he walked outside, you know. So, that's. What? What I hold? I'm not going to stick my head between those two people. I'm not. I find it difficult to understand that should be bottled to the head. Rishus Rabbanon, you know, Satmar Rav was on record that Satmar Rav was on record for Rishus Rabbanon, you could be Samach, that's bottle, but for Rishus Raisa, it gets very nervous. The Shal, what's called Rishus Raisa, gets very uncomfortable. What? Well, not the same. And the same thing, Mishabura holds that, you know, that you're dealing with Suffolk the Rice you know, almost every place. You know. Arcola Avenue was, University Boulevard is a Shalom of the Rice. You know, see, that's Mishabura's whole problem with an Eruv. How do you make the city Eruv, you know? Shirub Khan told me, he says, the city, every single shtetl in Europe had, you know, Mishabura's order, but the Mice said that the minute you saw for there was supposed to be some account, the sheet is that you need Shishim Reboy. Every shtetl in Europe, you know, every city in Europe. This is Warsaw had the big streets, you know. Paris had, you know, all these cities had Eruv. So the Masar and Kaisel is not like that, but Moshe Mishabura is Kaisers for it. Anyway, the reason why they created these Chassidus, the whole idea behind the Chassidus raincoats, what is it? It's convenience. Because that's the fairest, that a hood is not a problem. It's not because it's part of a baggage. So once you're wearing a bag, and the hood is not considered a hood saw. So they sell the problem of the hat covers. That was the whole idea behind the whole thing. Right? If you understand what it was for. What? The shank coats, yeah. Right. The first thing there was is they created a hood attached to a bag. The first thing is they created one that goes down your neck. So if you cover part of your body, so it's being made on your body, it's good enough. That was the first thing. It was like, wasn't attached to any baggage. That became like, you know, a little bit cumbersome. So they said, I have a better idea, attach it to the baggage. Okay. Getting back to over here. Yigidish Minotaurus, so the Rosh holds Kiddush Rakim Sudas of the Raisa. He can't bring the second Rosh of the Rishbam because that's impossible to be in the Raisa. That should be, that's incorrect. That's tying it to the Yain. It's not in the Kiddush, it's in the Yain. If he holds the yain as the rice, so maybe, right? But the svara, even if the whole yain is the rice, so the svara, you need dafka that yain versus that yain, that's pasha the rabbanon. But once he darshens the drasha, he doesn't bring the second drasha of the Rishbam, he brings the drasha of kriya and oinig. Right? So, now going back to the rush at the beginning of the siman. So the rush says that makim kriya. Makom Oynig Shom Tei Kriya. Right? That as opposed to the Rashbam's Lashon of B'makom Kriya Shom Tei Oynig. The Parsha's reading of the Rashbam, it's more than in the Suda, that you do your Kriya, and it's appropriate to adjoin a suda to it. He sounds like saying that the suda requires the makom einig sham tekriya. The suda requires a kiddush. Says that halacha that suda requires a kiddush. Rosh is learning the din deraisa. That's the din of kiddush. Okay, that's what's happening over here. Fine. It's just argument. So that din that, you know, the Machin Ramah says that Yerushi Kiddush Daraisa with davening. So there's a long beer locha being a Rishon Aleph. He's mafakfek multiple issues. He brings this ran that you need dafka layayin. He mentions the rush. Then he mentions mitzvah of kavana. You have to have kavana to do it to be yotze for that purpose. Then he brings brings it to Michas Kiddush Ma'ar around the. How many times is Mishabura quoted Michas Kiddush? One of these like trivia questions. I have no idea, but I don't recall it being too often, maybe twice. So he brings the Michas Kiddush and says, you know, you have the Chazal said you need it. You have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. There's no Yitzis Mitzrayim in the Kiddush of that you mentioned during Shemoneh Esrei. You don't mention Yitzis Mitzrayim in Shemoneh Esrei. Says, let me tell me that the more it makes a gzera shava, says Zachar by Shav, says Zachar by Yitzis Mitzrayim. Tell me you have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim in Kiddush. So Kiddush is the Raisa, and this pasuk, this is the Gzeira Shavah. It's only that the more meant the Gzeira Shavah and Asmachta. Maybe that's what you have to say according to the Magen Aram. But so there's multiple issues with saying that you're Yotze Kiddush, your fee of Kiddush Raisa just with Tefillah. But what the Ben Yonah is saying is, you're not Yotze with the Tefillah, but you're Yotze with the Kiddush that you say in Shul. You're saying the fullness of Kiddush. You're saying the fullness of Kiddush, the Tzarech Kiddush, so it's, you have Mitzvah Kabbana, you have the fullness that you're supposed to say. The only problem is, that's not Layayim. The only problem is it's not Kiddush Welcome Suda. Right? So that the Rosh said, that's the Nerais. Good. Go back to the beginning. Sober Minahani Mili Bai, Sabai, Welcome, the Welcome Loi. That's our gear. So Amalei Rav Anan Bar Tachliva means Zimin Segin Havi Kim the Kamei the Shmuel Filim Eigra LaAra Havi Mekadosh Huda Mecheder the Cheder. Pina the Pina Vayis Echad Afilu Trachin Gadol Trachin Gadolim Ein Tzarich Lavorich. Vacher Mina Mishmaiten the Pina the Pina Lachash Hashini Malkam the same Cheshmon Toisus. Vacher Yosidim Malkam the Malkam and Mekamon Yosidim Pina the Pina. So the more over there is saying that Mimakim Lamakim is not a problem Shini Makim. That Mipina Lapina is not a problem Shini Makim, and Makim Lamakim is a problem Shini Makim. And now we were saying Makim Lamakim is not a problem Shini Makim. It is a. He was saying it's not called Makim Suda, and they were saying it's not called that it is called Shini Makim, right? So the more says, I would think the Makim Lamakim. I said that wrong. I think over here that Makim Lamakim is acceptable. Kamashal is not acceptable. Mimakim Lamakim is not acceptable. Later on, the Mora says that I would think Mibayis Labayis is wrong. Over the Mora says that Shini Makim is only Mibayis Labayis, so Mimakim Lamakim is acceptable. Rosh says that's wrong, because over here, Mimakim Lamakim is not acceptable. What we're saying over there was Mipina Lapina is acceptable. So you have to change, make sure that the Nuschos are different. That, so here regards meet Malkum Lamalkum, and there, which is a problem, and Mipina Lapina is not a problem. And then regards the Mipina Lapina is acceptable, and the Girsa, which we have in the words Mibai Sabais, Malkum Lamalkum Aloy, change that to Mipina Lapina. Let's show Mibai Sabais, Mipina Lapina Aloy, and that's the Mershaw changes the Girsa of the Gemara. So he says, then we don't have a problem. We buy, come on, how do we welcome to Hacha? So that's how the Rosh avoids the steer on the two Gemaras by changing the Nuskos of the Gemaras. The Rif has the Girsa, you saw the Rif has the Girsa of Mipina Lapina in both places. So it means the Gemara is coming out over here, Maskana, that Mipina Lapina is not acceptable over here. And over there he's saying Mipina Lapina is acceptable. You have to explain why the two are different. The Rosh says, I want to avoid that because I hold it that totally is emissary. I want to avoid that by saying they're not different and change the gears over there, me bias the bias, and me pina la pina. Over here the gear says me bias the bias, me mokum la mokum. Yeah? Well, we've been through this already.
Why don't you say mokum la mokum means shini mokum?
So both Tosfos and the Rosh understand that Mibayis, more later on, means Yimakom L'makom. It means in the house itself, from room to room. And the more it does use the Lashon of Mibayis, meaning a room. That's how the Taich. Yeah. It gains everything. Mibayis Abayis and Mecheder Lecheder, which is Mibayis Abayis, are all problematic. Mipina Lapina is not. So you gain having covering everything. Okay. That's what rabbis do. Then he brings Rav Huna, Rabba, and then he brings Tosfos' point of Dafka Lechem. Then he brings Esrus and Rhyme and Count Shame and Katsum Elo Araner. And the Moor says, Mefarshim is Akhil Lachun Shragam, Latuchal Kadesh, Blaner. It's a din of Nair. Belessa. So it doesn't mean that it's not a halacha requirement. Okay. Then he brings it that din of Makadosh, writes a lechem, welcome Acher, he can be Makadosh to other people, because for them it's welcome Suda, like we saw before. If a Makadosh keeps the diet of the Kadosh Mabesoy, ain't lo lishtos, ki osu lo litim achi Kadosh. So he says, I got a problem with the Gemara, I got a chesed with the Gemara. So if you hold the unique Kiddush welcome Suda, and it's not a valid Kiddush until you have welcome Suda, you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. So you can't drink unless your kiddush welcome suda. So what's the more saying? Yidei yayin. So Rav says yidei yayin lo yotz, which means that because shinim welcome. Well, Rav's great. Rav holds that kiddush welcome suda. You don't need kiddush welcome suda. So you're yotz a kiddush. You ought to drink. So he drank. Does that help for home? No, because shinim welcome. But according to Shmuel, that it's you need kiddush welcome suda. So, of course, he wasn't Yotze Yayin because he didn't drink. The Avogadro of the Rav, the Omer, Yidei Yayin, Lo Yotze, Mari, Kishashosim, in HaKiddush, HaKiddush, Mesa, Knesses. Yim Lo Shosim, Pshita, Shal Yotze, Kim, and Ike, Hefzik, Bein, Bracha, Lashtia. Kamokal, Mishmul, the Omer, Yidei, Kiddush, Lo Yotze, Mari, Belo Shosim. Kim, Sar, Lo Kaddush, Mesa, Yev, Shal, Lishtos. Now, Shmuel's lesson is Afi Kiddush Lo Yotze. That's a lush. So, Kiddush, you weren't Yotze because you didn't drink Welcome Suda. And Yayin, you weren't Yotze because obviously because you didn't drink. I mean, that's how he's going to touch the Gemara, according to the way he's saying it. What?
But the Arkham drank. Why would it be a Kiddush? They're not Yotze Yayin. They would have to make another bracha al-Gef when they get home.
They have no home.
They're for sure.
So the only people, and I didn't drink.
It's only they gave in the cup.
Correct. Or what? Correct. I mean, but the loss of the more. I mean, it's not severe because I. The Rav's Af Yidei Yayin Lo Yotze is because Yidei not Af. Rav's Yidei Yayin Lo Yotze is because she didn't walk. Shmuel's the Rosh is saying Yidei Yayin Lo Yotze because he didn't drink. Obviously, now I have a Balabatish question. The Rosh says that there's not a Havamina that you're Yotze with the Yayin in the Shul to what you drink at home. It's obvious because there's a Hefzik. What's the Hefzik? He spoke? I mean, maybe he didn't speak. What's the hefzik? So he walked. So is there a dinner of Shini Mokum? First makes a bracha in room A, and then he walks to room B, or he makes a bracha, and he doesn't drink in between. Right? The person makes a bracha in house A, to drink in house B, or to eat in house B. Why did he make the bracha B? I don't know. Kash reminds. But he did, right? Is the halicha a hefzik? Is Shini Makom a hefzik in the bracha Rishona? We always have Shini Makom being a hefzik because it's not a hemshich of the suda. It's a numai sechila. That's not our problem over here. He made a bracha with that seat over there. The bracha is going on that, and he walked in between.
I mean, already by Amotzi and the like, they bring down that phase or steps and whatever. So already they bring down the hefzik of halicha and the like might be a problem.
So correct. So now. There's a Morgan of Rome that says that halicha is a hefzik by definition. So a person makes a bracha on a mitzvah in his house, and then he walks to shul and he wants to be mamshah the mitzvah. He says, so he wears the talus the whole time. Right? I make a bracha on sitzes at home. I walk straight to shul and I put on my talus, the first thing I do. And I plan to do that. Do I need a new bracha on my talus? I made a bracha. I wasn't mad. I didn't speak a word, and then let the bracha of on the mitzvah sitzes work for the talus. Halicha the hefzik. Morgan and Rome. So it doesn't work because there's a hefzik between the bracha and the ma'aseh mitzvah because you walked in between.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter how far you walk. Correct. Once you do it. So
any amount of walking, I mean, you have to stand in the same place.
No, no, no. I mean, you left your muck and went to the muck. It doesn't mean holy. Yeah, right.
Because
you left your muck. Because you left your muck.
No,
so. They didn't have time. It was a man of Kaf Beis Alma. That's the Chartilu. That's not a Malka B'Yevit. The Rambam Rambam says Halicha is a Hefsik. Pashas, it means you went from place to place. So I go Sukkah hopping. So I go to the first Sukkah and I make a Leishiva Sukkah. And I plan to go to five Sukkahs, whatever it is. I know, I have the plan, right? No Shilas. Aldas. So do I make a Leishiva Sukkah in the second Sukkah? I'm like, yeah, Halicha is a Hefsik. What? All right. Comes along. The Taz already. The Magen Rambam says in Siman Ches. It's also in Tough Reish Mem, right? Tough Reish Lama Tes Mem, right? Halicha is a hefsek. Taz says no way. We don't find anywhere that halicha is a hefsek by just halicha alone. I mean, Shina Walker was a bracha in Chalois bracha of brachas. The only thing is, maybe by chila there is such a din. But maybe by mitzvah is not, but by chila, yeah. Because by chila, it's shaykh to the we see the chazal tights on the kud of mokum. There's din of shini mokum. So if I make the bracha and I eat over here, and I go to the new place and eat a new bracha. If I make a bracha and I don't eat over here, for sure I need a new bracha in the other place. But the Rosh says it like a different pashut, like him that you know, that different pashut him that there's no shaila because there's a hefsek. They said there's a hefsek. So now going back to the Mishabura Maisa comes out that you know, first of all, maybe sukkah hopping is not the best thing to do because of the shaila. Okay, but far be it for me to get in between the children and their candy. So they have to make a leishiv. They have to make a leishiv. Now what about? What about the Mazonos? The bracha and the shtiyah. He's saying no. He's saying im loy shos pshita lo yotze. If he didn't drink, the case the Rav says that you're not Yotze Yain. So what was the case? If he didn't drink, of course he's not Yotze Yain. Must be the case that he drank. And the Rav Shinimok, that's true in Rav. But he's discussing a case where you didn't drink.
I thought it was like
according to Shmuel,
he cannot drink from before Kiddush. So what's the case?
I'm not there yet. He's in Rav still. If you didn't drink, it's obviously not your Yotze because there's a hefsek. Why is it so obvious? I made a bracha there and I go home and I want it. Right? So I need an elamai what? There's a Shini Makam. Fine, so that's a Kiddush and Gemara of Shini Makam. Well, it's not the rush. Forget about Shini Makam. Shini Makam is not true. Rav's saying that you're only Yotze because of Shini Makam. Nah. Right? If you didn't drink, I don't need Shini Makam. Yes, you do. He holds no. There's a din of hefsek, even not the din of shinu makom of brachas. There's a din of hefsek mitzah the brach over there and the shtiyah at home. Be'etzim, it's a problem. That's the Rosh is saying, which would sound like the Magen Rambam. I don't recall if the Magen Rambam brings this raya or not. That's a separate din of the din of shi, that's so. I guess you have some questions. Shinu makom the gay. What's in the gay too? You know, we might add one. Pashas, it's a different din. Saying Rav is doing the Kaddish, then a Shini Makom and Brachas the Mitzad, changing drinking sessions. That's a din of Rav Shini Makom. It's more later on Shini Makom. This is a different din. Correct. Yeah, it's a different din. Right, it's a different din. Okay. But he says, Shmuel, the case, you didn't drink. Then he says, once the came the Shmuel, we hold like Shmuel, so then if there's no Arkim, it's a Baruch HaLevatol. Rabbeinu Nissim calls him a Gila Storm. The other meaning, then Kiddush HaLamachim. So the Hainer Hechad, the Shahayah Bedaitoi, Mithchila, Lechol B'Makim Kiddush. Rishum Nimlach, Lechol B'Makim Acher. If Mithchila Kiddush HaDaitoi, the Hachid, Lechol B'Makim Acher, Yatzidei Kiddush. Brings the right, and it brings the Yishalmi. A total side issue. The idea of a Megillah storm is a fascinating thing at the time of Rabbeinu Nissim. Megillah storm is mentioned in the Gemara. Megillah storm is that the halacha is that the Torah should be balpas, he said, done balpas, you can't open it. But the Gemara says, but if a person can write it down for himself, he can write it down for himself to commit it to memory. He can't learn from it publicly. That's why it's called Megillah storm. It was a Megillah which was written to use for private use. That's the idea of Megillah storm. Okay. So now, we already were mapped to write down Tarsha Belpeh. We have the Mishnah's Biksav, we have the Gemara Biksav. Right. I'm the Rabbeinu Nissim, which is the last generation. He was the generation between the Gaonim and the Rishonim. He has a Megillah storm. So the subsurfer brings from Nosson Adler. Nosson Adler held that even though there's a heter, as much as a person can do Belpeh, he's a Chiva do Belpeh. So Meila, I guess, I don't know whether he's missing a hold of that. So he had a Megillah storm. He didn't use it. He wouldn't teach from it publicly. It's a truth they wrote. So it's interesting that you see the Gaon Kamat never wrote. We have nothing swarm wise. We have tshuvas because they communicated by letters. Tar shabal peh b'ksav. That's the ein lasus the Gaon Mizeh. Eis lasus. What do we have from Rishar? What do we have in the Gaon and written b'ksav as swarm? You have the shiltas. You have the Lachas Sukkos, you have the Lachas Gedarlas, and that's about it. But they're saying we have Kamat, you know, Kamat, nothing in Halacha. You have in the world of Megadot, so you have, you know, the Sadegar and Munasadeus, etc. Again, he wrote it to Mefits, to people who couldn't get it otherwise. But they didn't teach him it. They wouldn't teach him it. Everything was, except for the Mishnayos and the Gemara, everything was done by Pe. All the teachers, it's a fascinating idea just in the history. Okay. So he says, Das works. He brings a ride from the Rishami. So the Chara near the Rishami, Pligat the Gemara did that. So the Rishami is not like our Gemara. The Fi Rishami, my Kummer, the Shmuel, Lamali Kedusha Be Kedishta, Lam Lahutzi, Kobane Hair, Shadaitim, Lechel Abesim. Okay. The Rabbeinu Nissim is learning that Das works even by bias to bias. So, what's the Morse Kasha in Shul? You had Das. You make Kiddush in Shul to eat at home. Gvaldik. Kiddush Malkam Suda? That's good because you had Das. Then he says, Eliezer Farah Shalom Kamer the Shmuel Lomali Kedusha Bekinishta the Asil Amiti Renovik Minei Churva the Man the Chazi Sovereign the Yesh Kiddush Shalom Akam Suda Shoyal Aliba Malor Mer Lahotzi Es Mishadai To Lechol Bebeisoy Shrein Adam Sovereign Calls That A Kiddush Well Kol Bekatsim Bebeisoy. Most people would make Kiddush on their own, so people don't understand. The Rosh says that I don't. If this would be true that you could do this, who said that would be the regilus? That's a funny question. Funny question of the Rosh. He said, "Lost the miti. She even called Shulah Hitzi Arkim Shemesek Nesis. Me a Bahal Pligi Gemara Didan the Masha also the Rav Shmuel Pligi Adari." And he brings that whole quote. And our Gemara says they do argue. Me a Geshatar Shul Pligi Polig Gemara Didan the whole the Masha Shem the Moel Tanai the Shmuel Halom Mi Mokem the Mokem. That's the case of Yerushalmi. I mean, bias to bias, vadi pligi. Rav and Shmuel argue bias to bias. Mel that's the kasha from Kedusha Bekinishta. Okay, so that's that rush. So Vav he deals with Shina Mokum, which I'm not going to hold for that. So I would like to run through the Ran. Quickly on Tuesday, no pun intended. I rushed through the rush. I know that's the second half of the shtickle, right? And I would like to start working on the tour on the Beis Yosef in Reish Ayin Gimel. I'm not gonna spend a lot of time on Reish Samach Tes. Maybe one Nakuda there in a Taz is important. But I start Reish Ayin Gimel with the tour Beis Yosef. I would like to aim for that on Tuesday. Again, Shini Malkum part, we're putting that on hold. We're focusing on the Kiddush Malkum Suda part of it. And then we'll go back to Shini Malkum.